Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters. And all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another precious, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted for the healing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes indeed, directly as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, no question about it, the Most High from the very beginning. I said from the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declared a purpose for which he made man. And I would even go as far as to dare say that it is because, by and large, humanity has not perceived what the scriptures say in Isaiah 64:4. Since the beginning, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the glory of that which God has planned for those who wait for him. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that statement has much more impact and power than most might even begin to imagine. There's a scripture in the Psalms, for instance, that says, speaks of man, the psalmist asking the question, what is man that thou art mindful of him? My brothers and sisters, I dare say that if men truly understood, I said if men would truly come to understand, what the Most High has planned for a being that he created in his own image. And yes, my brothers and sisters, being that he has declared, purposed to be, did you hear my brothers and sisters, of his family, unto the inheritance even of his name. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? If man truly understood that for which he is created and that which is expected of him, did you hear me? And that which is expected of mankind, I believe that many more would be much more diligent. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? I believe that many would be much more diligent in their pursuit of purpose, The Most High will not be robbed. I repeat, the Most High will not be robbed. He will have of his creation all that from the beginning he intended. But my brothers and sisters, discerning that the opportunity and the capacity, the power, the ability, the strengthening necessary to attain a such lofty purpose, I consider my brothers and sisters a being that the Most High said he would sign his own name upon as a finished work. My brothers and sisters, to attain to that conscience, that high, that truly high calling. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Knowing that the only chance man has to attain to it is not of himself, but of the gift of Yah, after the direction of the Most High, not of any of the devices or conceits of man, but my brothers and sisters, true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, that he must reveal, and that being his grace, that he reveals himself beyond what is common to men. My brothers and sisters, if man understood truly what the Most High says he must create, or what he is called man, one of the ancient words for man being Manu, the very word you get the word Immanuel from, the hope, my brothers and sisters, and the plan, yes indeed, that man will become true unto his creator, even God mind, a people after the mind of the Most High. If man were only simply to understand far better what the Most High has intended for the creation that he has called man, I believe, my brothers and sisters, a lot of us would be a lot more diligent, not so easily blinded. Do you hear, my brothers and sisters? Not so easily blinded by those. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Not so easily blinded, not so easily sedated by those who, being not the creator, have forgotten that the earth belongs to the Most High. The earth belongs to the Most High, and the world and they that dwell therein. And it's only those who seek their righteousness from the Holy One's salvation that shall attain to the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, I believe if more people understood that it's only a people, my brothers and sisters, that seek the Most High with their whole heart for all that is required of him, that people and that people alone, that he shall confirm true to his name, I believe a lot more people be a lot more diligent. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Consider, for instance, Acts 17:29. How about Acts, maybe go back a little bit further. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and exist. Even some of your own poets, well, from the time the apostles were saying this, said that even at one time, even the heathen knew. Yes, my brothers and sisters, one time even the heathen understood, go back far enough, that we are to be the offspring. Yes, did you hear me? We are to be the offspring, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, for those who understand it, the offspring of the Most High Yah. And being then, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, the offspring, counted then, my brothers and sisters, a people to be of the family. I said truthfully, of the family of the Most High. Of the Most High. You should not think that the divine nature, my brothers and sisters, after any of, let's just put it this way, the imaginations of men, the imaginations and ideas formed after the thoughts of men. And my brothers and sisters, discerning that the Most High has a much higher calling for his creation. My brothers and sisters, we must seek Yah beyond these times of ignorance, And every man, my brothers and sisters, therefore seek to repent. How about return to the Most High? To the fullness of the Most High is intended. What does it say in Acts 17 and 31? For the Most High has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof of all men, proof to all men by raising him from the dead. In other words, my brothers and sisters, let us understand what these scriptures are saying. Messiah came, declared the high testimony of the Most High, was persecuted by men in their lack of understanding. But in his resurrection, the Most High proved again his point that he will raise up for himself a people that will be true to himself beyond all that has been the failings of a worldly status quo. I will tell you this, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. No manner of society, a so-called civilization, deserves to exist. Did you hear me? None such miscreant constructs deserves to exist, which would keep men blind, not to discern fully that of the Most High. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? We should be very avidly diligent to pursue. We live in a society that's filled with misexamples. One way the Most High related it to me that I should speak to you of it is that the entire social construct we see globally across this world today is in fact in so many ways a false prophet. What do I mean by that? My brothers and sisters, a false prophet. Think about what the Holy Spirit does. Teaches all things, no lie in it. Did you hear me? Teaches all things, no lie in it. Brings to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, that which was foreordained from the beginning. Even tells us what we should seek after in the future. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it for a minute. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. What manner of construct then, my brothers and sisters, seeks to hide the truth from those who have a truly willing soul? What did the Most High say concerning Abraham? I know him well. He would teach his children my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. He knew that Abraham, my brothers and sisters, had absorbed unto himself the realization of the promise the Most High declared that if you sought his perfect will, it would be a blessing to all the nations. Well, I will say this to you, my brothers and my sisters. The truth of the matter is that the Most High has a plan for his people far beyond what the minions of devils, and I say minions of devils, I mean all the rulers who can take control of the minds. He has a plan, my brothers and sisters, far beyond, far, far beyond a conscience that he desires of his people. Far beyond, my brothers and sisters, what has become a multitude of diverse worldly status quos. False prophet never seeks to teach all things. He said, no lie in it. Well, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, none of the fallen standards after which men have been compelled, bribed, flattered, deceived, not perceiving all that needs to be perceived. My brothers and sisters, none of the fallen standards of man that have lied to human conscience, deceived human conscience, none of those fallen standards, my brothers and sisters, are what the Most High would call true to his testimony. And the scripture says, again, the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. There are no contradictions. There are no negations against divine will in his pure and perfect will. What that means, my brothers and sisters, is that all the systems of this earth, I said all the systems of this earth that hide from you the greater expectation of the Most High, that hide from you that for which you should be awaiting, that flatter man not to seek his greater purpose, revelation of his greater purpose. It is the grace, the gift of the Most High. Every such system, my brothers and sisters, is considered an obstacle I said every such system, my brothers and sisters, is considered an obstacle that the Most High by no means can endorse, nor can he find viable and true unto himself. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. Purity and completion offers one choice, no multitude of variant, short-sighted, failing standards. But my brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit would have all to seek the will of one, that all my brothers and sisters function cooperatively in the will of one. It's time we understand. Yes, indeed, it's time we understand. What Messiah meant when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through by me. What he was saying in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, is that as an intercessor, Messiah would come to bear the burden of seeking to awaken man to the fullness of his purpose. But by no means, my brothers and sisters, does that mean a man is forgiven in the hardness of his heart. Men not discerning again the purpose for which they are made. I believe that men, oftentimes not discerning the purpose for which they are made, resist knowledge from the Most High, seeking to establish lesser standards. That hard-hearted men might keep the people blind, keep the people ignorant of purpose, that they might exploit and that they might rule and that they might maintain their avocations and their unwillingness. I ran to somebody recently who, just openly expressed to me that he could not see himself submitting himself to the will of another, not even the Most High. Wow. Ah, my brothers and sisters, the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, and the Most High has the full authority, even the right, declare that all things in the creation that he made should conform to his will. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it in my mind, that when the scriptures speak of Messiah, and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father unless he comes through by me. It did not relate that there's a forgiveness for those who remain hard-hearted against divine instruction. The first command is that we seek the Most High with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. That we love him and seek him for all that he requires of us, with all our minds, heart, souls, and might, that we might fruitively, my brothers and sisters, become all the Most High intends that we should be. I find it amazing that some people actually believe that there's forgiveness where there's still hardness of heart against the instructor, and against being shapen fully unto divine purpose. My brothers and sisters, ancient man understood that no one survives but those who will be shapen unto divine purpose. This is what the scriptures call the restitution of all things. In other words, my brothers and sisters, whatever has come forth as a result of human rebellion, my brothers and sisters, it all must be cast aside, that only that which has a love for divine order remains. He said he's going to shake all things, that only that which cannot be shaken remains. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I do. And many have not discerned so much for so long. But under so many diverse rulers, many believe that their purpose was declared according to their being born of this world. Messiah said, I am not of this world. He said, let you believe that I am not of this world. That my standard is not of men. He said, let you believe that you would die in your sins. And he was talking about the divisions and contradictions of man. He said, your righteousness must exceed ultimately what are human contradiction. You must come to a far greater sense of discretion to discern what is purpose. Else the scripture says you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Man anciently understood, again, my brothers and sisters, that only those who are conformed to divine will survive. Ancient man understood no man is forgiven Think about it, my brothers and sisters. No man can should be forgiven who would resist finding conformity with his maker, or who would not seek the truth necessary not to dissuade his neighbor. That's the first command of all that's called the Shema. Most High is one. He desires that all who be called by his name to be one. We must seek and love him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, that we be of beneficence to our brother. Those who will not understand that first command miss so much. It's so easy, my brothers and sisters, to get carried away by selfish ambition. I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures say of Messiah. According to purpose. It says he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he said justice, fully what is righteousness in the earth. This he must do in establishing a standard as a prototype for what humanity was always meant to be. Scripture says he will come forth one day saying, morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. And I have not turned back the rebellious way that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. How about my brothers and sisters to strengthen his people? Come all that from the beginning they were intended to be. It's an amazing thing, my brothers and sisters, that so long many who say that they are, they've used the term Christian, saying Christ-like. Scripture says those who aspire to be disciplined by the Most High shall seek to be as he is when he appears. Wow. My brothers and sisters, have men in the multitude of variant ideologies and misadministrations of this earth really understood what that is? Most High has allowed me, talked about it many times in the show, but the Most High many years ago allowed me to get a glimpse at what human conscience must become. In fact, he allowed me to see for a moment what I must become. I put it like this. That's one way of putting a little fire up under you. He showed me what I must become, my brothers and sisters, for the cause of his name, for the cause of his people. And having sensed what that is like, I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a degree of less than contentment, less than satisfaction. Till that high place in conscience is attained again. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a place in conscience so true to the Most High that there's no reason why the Most High would deny anything. Because he knows that one who has such conscience would do all things for his cause. And there's at that point, my brothers and sisters, no such thing as an obstacle. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, in the wisdom of his might and order, he is indeed omnipotent. I've had a chance to see what it's like, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures talk about, where the time will come and says in Hosea that man conformed to the will of the Most High before he even asked. Isaiah 65 going to 66 says the same thing. Before a man could even ask, the heavens shall answer Yisrael. In other words, my brothers and sisters, what it means is that the Most High, knowing that his people are secure and steadfast unto his purpose, you respond, my brothers and sisters, to bring forth the beauty. Yes, to bring forth the beauty that he has intended for a people who, when the Most High desires a thing, glorious thing even to be manifest, he, seeing a people that can appreciate such beauty, will bring it to bear. Awesome thing, my brothers and sisters. Very awesome thing. But again, my brothers and sisters, that means that one who would be of assistance, a servant, under so glorious a cause, has to seek the Most High for the removal of every obstacle in conscience, that he might better comprehend such high a calling, that his words and his thoughts are not an obstacle to any other souls possibly attaining to the same. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, there's a scripture in Ephesians 4:13. It talks about Saul being pursuing in the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a very high place in conscience, the scripture calls it, the fullness of the measure and stature, yes, even of Messiah himself. I've talked about it before, that man is meant to be a vessel. It always was meant to be a vessel unto the preservation of divine consciousness in the earth. Like I said before, one of the first words for man, was not merely just Adam or dust, but Manu, God mind. Other morning, the Most High woke me up with it bursting in my spirit. It felt like my whole being was about to literally burst with it. It was such a strong, strong, powerful drive. And all I heard, my brothers and sisters, is that it's time we cry out, Emmanuel! Cry out for the manifestation, my brothers and sisters, the true sons and daughters of Yah, who will be, my brothers and sisters, those who will carry forth the glory of the Most High under the changing of a world. This we must do, my brothers and sisters. For what else are those who be called by his name inclined and obliged to bring to bear? My brothers and sisters, no question about it in my mind. No question in my mind that what the Most High has intended for man is something far greater than ordinary mind even has the capacity to begin to grasp or imagine. Meaning that it is the Most High himself who must reveal it. But your rulers, I'm going to tell you now, I've tried to talk about a lot of these sorts of things to a lot of folks supposedly in places of power and influence in the world, both in the country and without. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's a shame kind of responses that I've gotten from them. And I've said to you before that the avocation of the leaders is to keep the mind shut down, that they might have control over the people, to exploit them, to hinder their growth unto becoming what the Most High would be utmost pleased with. Shameful thing, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it's a shameful thing that there are those who would do this. Because my brothers and sisters, man not discerning purpose from the beginning is easily misled by wicked souls who care not that the Most High should never be robbed. By that, my brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you is that the Most High had a plan for mankind from the very beginning, and the wicked are the rulers of this earth who would function after the wiles of a devil, would desire that man never understand that purpose. Never understand that plan. That at the end of the day, men are satisfied with something far less and are bribed, my brothers and sisters, to esteem that which is far from before the Most High honorable. Not to say to you tonight, there's no question about it. Your leaders disrespectfully have assumed that you don't want the greater truth concerning what is fully the righteousness of Yah and what he requires. They disrespectfully assume that you want to be comforted, flattered, that you rob the Most High, that you stand against him making you what you surely should desire to be. Well, for them who know that Yah is far greater than the status quo compels men to imagine, listening to this show, you found the path toward the answers that you seek. Let me tell you, this show is for folk who will find the truth. You hear my brothers and sisters? We'll find the truth that your leaders would deny. Like I said, to keep the minds in prison, contradictive and enslaved, that you never define or never come to find what is the pure and perfect path that leads to the only positive goal. This show is for folks, my brothers and sisters, who know that they should be filled with righteous indignation and the realization that your leaders keep the masses blind, that they personally be able to continually exploit you and to protect their avocations of comforting the people in vain, robbing both Yah and men. This show is for those who would be insatiably curious, continually devout souls who won't let any carnal man after the flesh tell them when they have attained enough knowledge of the Most High Yah. So with that in mind, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to relate a bit more. It's an amazing illusion that has been patterned upon mankind. Lack of vision. And leaders have applauded, taught the people even to applaud so much blindness. I know there are those who might find it a little strange when I were to talk about this, but, you know, they say today was anniversary of Martin Luther King's death. Didn't want to get too far from that because I have a whole lot more to speak about. But think about it, my brothers and sisters. We live in a strange society. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, and conformity to the will of one. We live in a society where people want to call it freedom to seek after a dimension of conscience or multitudes of dimensions of contradictive conscience, far less than what is divine desire, under a continual form of chaos in the world. But some would call it social sophistication. Tolerance after a multitude of varying ideas. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit does not create a multitude of variantly differing conscience, but compels men after the will of one, true to what is worthy unto the Most High. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who would, well, think about it for a minute. I think about black people in this country for a long time have been disenfranchised against, let's just say, acquisition, and some would say even assimilation, after those things which those who formed the so-called constitutionality of this country, let's just say they were disenfranchised from opportunity, and what they saw other people endorse. But my brothers and sisters, how much should we really think that we have attained if having been disenfranchised for a long time from the opportunities in an oppressive system? How much more should we want, my brothers and sisters, to join with the oppressor? Think about it. We live in a pluralist system that can never be true to the will of one, and as such can never be true success. Did you hear me? Can never be true victory. Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not dualistic in his thinking. He is one. A pluralist system that compels us to think that we have opportunity in variant juxtaposed choices leaves the people, my brothers and sisters, to remain instruments of debate and doubt and contention forever. My brothers and sisters, that's not the attainment of what was anciently called eternal life. If they really told you the truth about what was called eternal life anciently, or the attaining of it, it's talking about a conscience without contradiction that is worthy unto life. Far better, my brothers and sisters, if this would be understood. lot to be understood, my brothers and sisters, about what Most High was making when he first created man. But some have actually felt it their right to seek to thrive pandering flatteries. Thought about his religious freedom to run to folks who flatter them. And seek folks, my brothers and sisters, who will tell them everything is all right when it's so wrong. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. There's a conscience that must be recovered in this late day. Isaiah 46 relates the idea that man is considered a transgressor if he does not remember the ancient things that once were well known by ancient patriarchal fathers. And I would dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, without this foundation, Scripture says in the last days he must restore a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Those who believe should not be ashamed, should not make haste. Well, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand what it means. Most I said in the last days he has to restore a foundation. That means man has functioned unstably. Not found trustworthy or steadfast, but functioning upon a faulty foundation. Shaky foundation. Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, that which, the word is word, Rishon V'Acharon. Relating, my brothers and sisters, the purpose of all things as it was declared from the beginning, eternal. And not discerning, my brothers and sisters, that constant path in the Most High. Men show themselves, let's just say, quick to vacillate, which what the adversary compelled man to do in the garden. My brothers and sisters, the Most High does not intend to build a kingdom upon such uncertainty. It might sound hard when I say this, but I heard someone just last night, and he believed, or so he said, the radio talk show host, said he believes the Most High has given us, or given the world, all it needs for success. My brothers and sisters, if man is to attain success, there is no one else who can give, who can grant the knowledge of their conscience but the Most High. But I will tell you something. The prophecies related, like for instance in Amos 8, 11 to 12, there'll be a time that men will be looking for the word of the Most High, the full fruition of what is the gospel. Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4. And for a long time, my brothers and sisters, because there was no prophets, none who saw from the higher vision of the Most High after the Spirit that teaches all things, none who preached the gospel, none who preached, my brothers and sisters, what is truly divine intent in establishing a kingdom, there would not be an obstacle against man discerning the purpose for which he was made. Well, I want you to think about it for a minute before I go into what I really want to talk about. And I have to give myself, I have to work at this quickly. See, I got about 16 minutes left. Wow, I want to try to do this in about next 6 minutes, hopefully. I want you to think about something. Micah, 7th chapter, relates the idea that in the last days, man should not be so quick to trust the voice of another. That sounds hard to put it that way, but it's only because, when he said, watch out who you trust, basically, in Micah 7, he says, therefore, I will wait for the Lord, and I will look for him. Many of my brothers and sisters, that what men are inclined to speak and believe in these latter days, by and large, after a worldly status quo, has lacked so much, causing men to draw hasty conclusions. Like I said, Scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. How about none of the hasty conclusions and barriers against conscience that men aspire to are in the testimony of the Holy Spirit? In fact, the testimony of the Holy Spirit, if a man hears a word, the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, if that man does not comprehend the fullness of what is intent in that word, if he's diligent enough in the Most High, they ask, my brothers and sisters, seeing beyond every obstacle wrought of incomplete discretion, every obstacle is removed and the greater truths and the implications in the word are revealed. like I've said so many times, know what it said and not know why it is said, you missed the point. But Micah 7 says, like I said, because man's thinking has become unstable. You see, blessed are they who wait for him, wait for Messiah, my brothers and sisters, bring into remembrance all things, cause men to consider so much they had not considered. But it's only those who, like Daniel said, who seek to do good works, fully all the Most High requires, that shall attain, my brothers and sisters, that high fruition and conscience with which the Most High can commune and call pleasing. Isaiah 44 to 46 says, the time will come for a time that man becomes so indiscriminate after the devices of his own heart that he can't deliver himself, he can't discern beyond it all to discern what is true and purely the will of Yah. But he would send Messiah for the express purpose to that the men might have a shepherd, that a faithful flock might follow him. That, my brothers and sisters, he proves foolish every standard that is untrue to that purpose, that is untrue to divine purpose. Even that he set forth one who will make all the paths that have misled man, let's just say he set things straight. But all should know from the rising sun to the west, in other words, across the entire globe, there's only one standard that leads to the salvation of man, or the deliverance or preservation of human soul. And I would dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, since Messiah is a prototype, will show mankind the way that he should go. Isaiah 48 says the same. It is just and righteous that a whole world, yes, even those who are called powerful in this world, think about it, should all bow down before him who shows mankind again the way and the pattern that he must follow, become fruitive unto his purpose. However, we live in a society that most have not even begun to imagine that. The scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. It means, my brothers and sisters, all who would seek life and life eternal, all those who, my brothers and sisters, would be true unto the purpose for which all things were made, seeking harmony and cooperation in all this. Well, my brothers and sisters, should they bow, those who would seek this, bow before another who would never reveal such glory? Think about it. My brothers and sisters, scripture says, how should two walk together lest they be agreed? And Amos 3. Wow. My brothers and sisters, after what standard? When we talk about, now think about it, Martin Luther King said, as some people keep repeating, talks about people being judged by the content of their character. Who is it that discerns, my brothers and sisters, what should be the content of a man's character to be pleasing before the Most High? Is it decided after the indiscriminate thoughts of men and their nations? What should be the content, my brothers and sisters, of a truly, genuinely righteous and holy character? I got news for you. What this might sound shocking to a lot of you, what MLK portrayed was not that character. Something far greater, something far more, far better and greater example. I remember when first people asked me the question about Martin Luther King Day, the first thing that came out of my mind and mouth to relate, it is a beginning toward seeking to attain something so much more. And I remember that the day that the newscasters, it was a television newscast, were asking people this question. They had people on there answering that question with some of the most aloof ideas of all. But the statement about seeking something so much more than what Martin Luther King said he has seemed to aspire to, that seemed like a statement unworthy of being televised. Wow. Revelation 6, my brothers and sisters, we understand it. Messiah returns, according to Revelation 6, to reprove all the nations for having stood against the gospel of peace, or let's just say man, the word that would humble all mankind to seek the fullness of the fruition of what is divinely intended, that men be found worthy to be called by the holy name. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that most have not looked toward Or look with the kind of diligence and humility necessary. Because, like I said, there have been wicked men in the earth who compel men to believe they could have all they have, they could desire, obtain all what they want to call victory after standards, my brothers and sisters, of those bribed to function inconsistently against the justice of divine purpose. Like I said, Amos 8:11-12 says, the time will come that men will look forth for the word, just traveling to and fro, sea and land, looking for the word of the Most High, and would not find it. My brothers and sisters, without the word of Yah, did you hear me? Without the word of Yah, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that men say they have attained to divine purpose? Like I said, all these scriptures relate that for a very long time, society as a whole has utterly lacked what is necessary, even the knowledge of what foundation is necessary, that our people finally be made whole. I talked about it on my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, to find out what it was that Rome sought to assuredly deny and silence from the minds. The men not seek, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary to be made whole, but nevertheless dualistic in their thinking. As if such pluralism, such contradiction, could be eternal life? Absolutely not. I've talked on this show about the idea that those who understand what should understand, that this is not, in this age, to be the second appearing and advent of Messiah, but actually the third, because they didn't tell folks about his first appearing, what he comes to do. They didn't tell them about what he comes to do, as it said, Isaiah 11:10-12, a second time to regather his people as he had before. Which means, my brothers and sisters, he has to gather his people from the midst of all nations that they be free. It means that what's among the nations right now, my brothers and sisters, is not freedom, certainly not after a multitude of very worldly contradictions. And my brothers and sisters, if none of your leaders discern that conscience necessary to make man whole, every man, my brothers and sisters, functions after what is still yet spiritual immaturity. And just because men are satisfied with standards that are not full forgiveness, full repentance, full return to the will of Yah, does not mean, my brothers and sisters, these priests, after conscience far less than divine intent, could ever be, my brothers and sisters, be truly for the healing of the people. It's time we wake up and understand. It's a shame, my brothers and sisters, that so many are tricked. I heard people talking about the idea, well, look how much our forefathers in this country fought to gain the vote. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Our most ancient forefathers did not perceive being encapsulated after the pluralist thought of Western imperialists to be their goal toward freedom. My brothers and sisters, not nearly at all. Like I said, first command, Yah is one. His people must also be one. They should have no other God, no other standard, but that which the Most High Himself decrees. But this society, our brothers and sisters, declares a multitude of pluralisms that can only be damnation and death. Like I said before, it's something that the ancients were not aspired to, has become the zeal of so many of our people. Far from discerning, I said, far from discerning what from the beginning the Most High has declared as our purpose. You know the truth, we'd understand that this world was not created to be under a multitude of adverse leaders. Did you hear me? This world was not created to be under a multitude of adverse leaders, leading the people after all manner of contentious thoughts that could not be true to the spirit of one. And none of the systems of this earth are true to the Most High. So why do we expect the Most High to support any of these worldly systems that does not seek fully to manifest to the full glory of His name what is required? Most High already said that any system that will not walk according to the fullness of light that He shall reveal, read Isaiah 59 through 60, that nation shall perish. I believe and know, my brothers and sisters, time we find out what the Most High requires of us beyond all the politicizations and nationalization, denominationalisms that we see dividing this world, man against man and against the perfect will of Yah. Strange sense of victory that people have, seeking victory in a system of brothers and sisters born to fail. Most High desires a people, my brothers and sisters, who will support in all things to represent Him. And frankly, I don't see yet in this world of people being taught fully to prepare what the Most High will indeed give His support. I don't see that fullness of a people manifest, my brothers and sisters, as the scripture said, must come to be, that this world be restored again to the hope of discipline, divine order, and peace. But that, my brothers and sisters, is what the Most High has sworn that He would bring to bear for His holy name's sake. Read Isaiah 48. Shall men, my brothers and sisters, seek to call themselves wise, seeking something less? Yeah, I had to extend the time a little bit because I want to make sure I get into some of these major points. My brothers and sisters. What are those who are beguiled to believe the desire of the Most High to offer His love and forgiveness and even life to man supersedes His promise to bring to bear all that He has required and foretold? Those are those who believe the Messiah just simply came and men be forgiven into the kingdom of Yah, even in all their differences. That's why you get all these different, hey, His name wasn't called that, but national Jesuses, denominational Jesuses. Yeah, if you go back and look far enough, you'll find out the name Jesus was a polytheist term related to one, my brothers and sisters, that was considered a god of a people who were not concerted. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, taking on a multitude of contradictive attributes. My brothers and sisters, the Most High, nor Messiah, is divided against divine cause, nor is His spirit. You need to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and discern beyond this insanity. So what are those who refuse to receive right instruction? Whoever, my brothers and sisters, who does not seek right instruction and does not desire right instruction is automatically guilty. Because all they can do is kill people with their words, with their actions, with their thoughts, with the predispositions they create. Should men be acquitted? Because, my brothers and sisters, think about it now. If offered an opportunity to see far better, men refuse to listen. Shall they be acquitted because they knew not what they did? I want you to listen to me when I say this. There are those who are murdered, slaughtered with their words and their propaganda, misled many souls to utter damnation because they would not seek to know how to do beyond their own selfish ambitions. My brothers and sisters, such as this be called the servants of Yah, because they destroyed so many outside divine instruction. If they do not seek to understand, my brothers and sisters, what reverses this era, like somebody actually had nerve enough to tell me a couple of weeks ago, that they're not going to seek these greater things because they're satisfied where they are. Shall such as this, my brothers and sisters, be called the servants of Yah, who will not seek, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary to see what is divine, what is man's obligation unto his creator beyond their own will? So one who has such an a devilish, my brothers and sisters, predisposition against divine purpose. Should such as this, my brothers and sisters, be called cumulatively the people of Yah? Double-minded, my brothers and sisters, and expect to receive the gift of the offer of divine instruction. Something far better than this must be attained. In those murderous times of great tribulation that occurred in the first centuries, like I said, that article, Tribulation 7365 AD, relates and begins to relate and show you where you can begin to find those things that mankind once knew, that Rome sought to utterly obliterate from the mind. And our brothers and sisters, in so doing, has worked to prevent men from ever being made whole according to all that the Most High from the beginning intended. Like I said, the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. How about none of the results of man's hasty conclusions in it? Because it's a it's an omnipotent, to the Holy Spirit relates what is of an omnipotent intelligence. My brothers and sisters, that men might not be misled. I can only tell you the Most High can instill something in your heart, because the Most High gives an instruction. There's something in you that will work to assure that with that instruction, you're not so easily led astray outside intent. It's a blessing if the Most High begins to show you not only the foundation of his reasoning, but what he intends to build, so that you know that whatever he gives as an instruction is toward that goal. And if not, you know to cast it aside. Like I said, the Most High can be pleased to confirm none of these man-made obstacles, political or religious. Every partial and polluted standard a man would uphold must be over. My brothers and sisters, must be observed with the same zeal as one who seeks to overcome a disease. What else is dis-ease, my brothers and sisters, but unrest? Like I say, therefore, understanding that the Most High intends for us far more. Blessed is the righteous soul that will not turn back nor be dissatisfied until the standard of what is indeed divine justice. That all the isles and nations of the world shall faithfully seek his law. Attains again, our brothers and sisters, fully to the victory in conscience, beyond all misconceit, that the Most High will be pleased with. Isaiah 46 says, the one who bring all things to remembrance is also the one, my brothers and sisters, who will perform all that is divine pleasure. Shall man say they will perform all that is divine will, lacking the knowledge of what that is? We must reattain, my brothers and sisters, the knowledge of the truth that our ancestors once knew, that by and large in this world has been forgotten. There's an eternal standard that the rulers have beguiled and enticed men to presume. There's an eternal standard, my brothers and sisters, that rulers have beguiled men to presume. Well, I say without that eternal standard, men have been compelled to believe that other standards are victory. But those varying ideals being separation, contention, division, have not been salvation, my brothers and sisters, but mass damnation. Time to understand better. Time to understand far better. There's a reason why the scripture says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. The glory, the honor, the Most High's plan for those who wait for, seek after, and love him. Like I said, this entire world has been a false prophet. Not telling men all they need to know, always hiding some element of the truth. Never working for the full fruition of divine will. No false standard, my brothers and sisters, confirmed. True to the Holy Spirit that teaches all things. Like I said before, the rules keep people blind, slothfully shut down, inconsistent in their reasoning. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the need to seek the shepherd. The Most High said would lead his people beyond all these obstacles. Please understand. Simple point needs to be looked at then. Yes, I said a simple point that needs to be looked at. I talked a little bit earlier about the concept. One of the first words for man is Manu. I put it all down there in the open splash screen for the show. Think about it for a minute. Scripture says, the Most High formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath. The word for breath is the spirit of life. And man became a living soul. My brothers and sisters, that word for living soul, look at the word living, conceive of the word also enduring. It doesn't mean just an animation of what was a dead body or a shape and form. Breathe into his nostrils the spirit of life. My brothers and sisters, you ever stop to consider that man was created anointed? Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Man was created anointed. Scriptures tell us that only those, my brothers and sisters, who have the utmost diligence, true to the Most High, beyond all double-mindedness, will receive the greater gift. You ever stop to consider how rulers, once man, fell away, took control of lands and resources, and told folks they had to walk after some lesser standard, some false ideal of man, and compel men to believe they had power and victory because they walked after injustice? My brothers and sisters, the Most High will give this world to a people who will learn what it is to be true to divine purpose again. I think about the scriptures in Ephesians. Think about it. By grace through faith are you saved. It means by the knowledge of the Most High that he gives us to know again what are the riches of his kingdom. What are the glory and honor. The ways of his kingdom, saved by faith. How about faith unto faithfulness unto the will of one? A man say he has faith, redeeming faith, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of differing ideals. My brothers and sisters, that faith is not, and that conscience is not after what men just simply imagine. It's a gift from Yah, which means, my brothers and sisters, you have to cater him to receive it. And it's not after human design, lest any man should boast. My brothers and sisters, no one should boast the idea of seeking after a lesser conscience to constrain or enslave a mind. Nobody has a right to rule but after Yah, because Yah made mankind. Isaiah 49, or how about Isaiah 45? So if we really were to understand it, we realize that, hey, whether man attains the conscience or not, whether man has peace or not, whether man discerns what is good or evil or not, my brothers and sisters, all that power is in the hand of the Most High. So woe to him who will strive against his maker. If you're concerned, my brothers and sisters, what is the purpose of man? We were warned that rather than seeking command, Yah, do men actually think they command the Most High? Say far better we ask of him concerning his purpose for his people. He said he would raise up one day, the Most High would raise up one day, a man who discerns this will not turn back in pursuit for righteousness, nor, my brothers and sisters, not for any man's so-called price or bribe. And that one, my brothers and sisters, shall discern again righteousness, even going as far as to say that even all the mighty men of the earth will bow before him and say, surely Yah is with thee, and there's no other standard. Get my point, really means no other standard to which we should attain. We come forth saying, even I alone am a just one and a savior among all men. In other words, shows man, in fact, my brothers and sisters, the standard after which the Most High finds worthy to preserve. It says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Man shall discern, my brothers and sisters, only the standard which the Most High declared brings life. Revelation, in the 7th chapter, talks about that one called the angel from the rising sun. Same thing as king of the east, the one who the scriptures speak about in Isaiah 44, 45, 46. And he discerns, my brothers and sisters, and will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. discern, my brothers and sisters, who's worthy to be called Israel, who's worthy to be called Emmanuel, who's worthy, my brothers and sisters, to show themselves worthy, to be those whose minds can be cultivated unto the fullness of spiritual maturity that the Most High intends. So what it was always planned, because the scripture said Messiah would come forth saying one day, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name, hoping to bring his people back to him, declare with his divine honor, no peace to the lawless, and anyone who would walk according to the imaginations of his own heart. How about Isaiah 10 through 11, actually. See, they would lie down in sorrow. He will redeem those who wait for and seek after his law. Our brothers and sisters, I said again, the Most High will not be robbed. Man was created to emanate the thoughts of his creator. And our brothers and sisters, such an attainment beyond the flesh is not after ordinary perseverance. It's a gift of Yah that he gives to those who persevere to bring forth unto him, as the book of Jacob, they call it, James says, for the Most High, what is a perfect work. It's sad, but humanity has been beguiled for a long time to seek freedom and being a much more carnal and indiscriminate, contradictive being, far from synchronous guidance in the gospel of the Holy Spirit, or the one Holy Spirit. Why do I say gospel? The word gospel, basar, relates what is the pure, perfect, complete, sure, good message. The word for good even means complete. Sure message of purity and completion offers one choice. Dare me and my brothers and sisters want to say that they function after the Holy Spirit unto a multitude of varying conclusions, none of them which at the end of the day brings to bear fully what is divine intent? My brothers and sisters, this slander against the Holy Spirit. One scripture says anyone who does such a thing should not be forgiven in this world or the next. There is indeed, my brothers and sisters, no question about it, a need to wake up to something far more than what is the common thoughts of men. There's a need to wake up, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High be most pleased with. You want to be something far more. The scripture says, 2:10 Ephesians, we must be his workmanship. In other words, the result of the work of his hands, his conscience, ultimately under good works. How about the fullness of all that is divinely intended? The fullness of what is divine design. That's what it means when it says good works, not just actions. It's the conscience, my brothers and sisters, that must be attained. The man will be steadfast to the will after the will of the Most High. And if you understand, my brothers and sisters, long before any works or words or ideas are performed, there's first the concept in the mind that must be shaped. Or else what men do, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes misguided. Because they didn't know what it said and not know why it says and missed the point. It says, well, one time formerly you were Gentiles. How about functioning after the varying ideas of the nations which you scattered? Same difference. Strange to the commonwealth of Israel. Many say that they are Israelites today, but spiritually I have to question if it's so. Think about it. So many different camps. Saying they keep Shabbat, but my brother and sister, the word that's supposed to be taught in Shabbat is a pure, perfect word. After which to maintain the order and the peace of our people, beyond all contradictions, debate, and doubt. My brother and sister, the scripture didn't say that men would declare what is the content of character necessary to be called Israel. The one called the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east, the righteous one like unto the rising sun. Malachi 4:2, Revelation 7:2, Revelation 16:12-21. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah 44:20-46:13. That one, my brothers and sisters, bears that title will restore to human conscience again what is the content of character the Most High calls viable. That men might be found worthy to be called disciples of Yah. Did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, That without the knowledge of this, we're still like those in the world, a world that has no autonomous sense of divine authority. What about Ephesians 4:13? It talks about until we all become one in the faith. Earlier it says, comprehending with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth of understanding. That means all coming to a high dimension of consciousness that my brothers and sisters, even if a whole world rejects it, and I want you to understand, Rome murdered literally millions to silence that sense of conscience. We still held accountable to seek it fully. But like I said, subject to misrule of false rulers who seem to be wise and esteemed, and their power, many have not sought beyond this wickedness. But it says we must all become one in the faith. That means beyond all the varying illusions of political, national, and pseudo-religious ideal. Must transcend them all into the will of one, become one in the faith. How about faithfulness in the will of one and the knowledge of the Son of Yah who reveals his Father? Become a perfect man according to, get this, 14, full measure of the stature of the Anointed One, of the Messiah. Wow. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about something. Romans 8:19 says the earnest expectation of all mankind. How about what is expected of mankind? It says even all creation awaits for the manifestation of the sons of Yah, yearning, groaning in pain for the rebirthing of mankind unto his purpose, even to this day. For the earnest expectation of all mankind is the awaiting for the manifestation of the sons of Yah. A people, my brothers and sisters, will function true to all the Most High as Creator declared. I could tell you about a time years ago, upon becoming aware of certain things, it is literally like hearing the whole entirety of the universe crying out at once, "He knows!" It's like, okay, he knows, now we can tell him something. So much more I could tell you about that, my brothers and sisters. Yohanan, 1 Yohanan 3:2. It says, "It has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be in his likeness. For we shall see him as he is." That means, my brothers and sisters, that the example Messiah shall show to mankind is the example that all are expected to follow. Not after anything less. It's an insane thing, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed that after the fallen standard of the wicked, a standard has been established with which the Most High would be pleased, especially if the scripture says Messiah will come to slay, even to expose and silence the wicked. I mean, whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, that would dissuade his people after a standard of lawlessness, all must be put to shame. That all what the scriptures say, it says, the scripture says, when all the obstacles of those who establish lawless standards are no more. I'm talking about Isaiah 11, 2 Thessalonians 2. The scripture says, when this occurred, then the knowledge of Yah shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. No more obstacles against that knowledge. And it says, unto him shall all the nations seek, and his rest, his peace shall be glorious. Men have not sought, my brothers and sisters, in that regard, then, truly what is the standard the Most High would have them to uphold? Because most of my brothers and sisters are blinded by the standards of their rulers to seek a misrepresentation, even something far less. Faith, my brothers and sisters, to see beyond the ordinary imaginings and constraints of worldly rulers. Again, my brothers and sisters, the capacity to see beyond it all is the gift of Yah. Micah talked about the idea, as I said before, in the last days, be careful about who you trust. He said, Micah said, in that day, I will wait for Most High and I will look for him. Now, brothers and sisters, what else is it saying that man for a long time has lacked the knowledge of the genuine foundation after which he could be made whole? But I will tell you what the Most High told me. I repeat it oftentimes on this show. Most High told me that I have some very important things for him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, he set out a crew, indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and guidance. I asked him what that was. He told me I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. We must seek the Most High that we discern how, my brothers and sisters, to reject every shameful way. We must seek the Most High to discern how we do not, how not to anymore function after deception. We must seek the Most High that we do not distort the word of the Most High. Or again, to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. So many things the Most High has said, my brothers and sisters, that you find in the scriptures, that are relative to so much more else that was already said. It's an interwoven word. Because men, my brothers and sisters, have not discerned how these things work together, so often men are blinded by something far less, misguided by something far less, led by something far less, and divine intent, and not even knowing it. The time has come, my brothers and sisters, that we must pursue the Most High. That He opens our eyes and our vision. I've said it before, the word read, re-eyed means to re-see. And if we read the words and don't re-see the initial vision, our brothers and sisters, as if we never read anything at all. Most High desires that the eyes be open. Yes, my brothers and sisters. And I've often said it, we should be much more humble. I see a whole lot of pastors who act like what they offer is all that we need to see. Cause people to be prideful because they're in the Reverend Gilmore's congregation. My brothers and sisters, Scripture said Messiah himself will say morning by morning, the Most High open my eyes to hear greater teaching. But there are those who want to pretend and cause people to feel that just because they understand what they come to comprehend at any given time, that it's all that needs to be comprehended. Zechariah 14, if you understand it well, it means Messiah from year to year will receive updates from the Most High concerning the greater truth that all nations must acquiesce to. How is it, my brothers and sisters, since there's a constant growth process still involved, even during the millennial reign, that people believe they'd be called unto that discipleship when still yet, my brothers and sisters, blinded by lesser standards, and even because of those lesser standards, my brothers and sisters, not only prideful, but even resentful against greater discipline. And Yah is mindful of him. Like I said, one of the first words for man is manu, or people to function as God mind. I've talked before on this show about how this matter state didn't even have to exist. It is a lesser vibration. Came as a result of a conflicted mind against the perfect will of Yah. What the scriptures say concerning the adversary found perfect in all his ways, Most High didn't make a devil until iniquity was found in him. Chose to rebel against the greater authority of the Most High. Didn't want reproof. I could talk more about that too. Often the high vibration that is spirit, the highest spirit, until a contradiction, it's like steam to water to ice, matter being the lowest vibration. First words in the Bible concerning this matter state. What is the scripture saying? Yah created heaven and earth, and earth at first, if you will, without form and void. Vahu tahu. Vahu bahu. My brothers and sisters, it relates the idea about something with no sense of order or arrangement to it. Doesn't sound like something the Most High made at all. No beauty, you make some beauty. Well, and then the Most High made out of this matter stuff, charged physicality. I said he charged physicality. With him, the spirit of himself. To harmonize after no other mind but his own. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, man has endured much in the course of his history. Many times, many ages of great rebellion. But at the end of the day, the Most High has a world of people, my brothers and sisters, manifest. I would the scripture say full measure of the stature of Messiah? At the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, it will be as if nothing was ever lost. It's time man understands his purpose, realizing that he can only attain that purpose in humility before Yah. And understand this, my brothers and sisters, like I said, I've seen pastors who act like they are the saviors. Messiah said himself, there's many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp until the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come. What is Scripture saying? He would petition of his Father for those who desire to attain the divine purpose beyond all worldliness. He petitioned the Father for the Spirit of truth, which the worldly, those who want to establish altered authority, no autonomous sense of divine will and authority. He said, for them, my brothers and sisters, he petitioned for the Holy Spirit, which the world would not receive. How about opening the minds and hearts, my brothers and sisters, to all the Holy Spirit would offer? Let nothing be an obstacle against the full manifestation of that Spirit. Gaining victory over every carnal and worldly miscreant thought. To be kind, if you will, spiritual battery. Yes, my brothers and sisters. True worship unto the Most High in spirit and in truth. It's always been what's intended. If man were wise, my brothers and sisters, he would know to pursue the Most High for that attunement of mind. Understanding what scriptures speak about in Hebrews 5th. And this speaks of Messiah himself. He offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And verily he was heard, and he grew to become author of life everlasting. 90. I say he grew to become author of life everlasting. Read Isaiah 51-5 and understand what I'm talking about again. To those who would obey, hear, understand, believe him. We live in a society that told people that Messiah came, that after all the varying thoughts and differences of men are forgiven. My brothers and sisters, how should men say that they are forgiven, returned into the Most High, no longer counted sinful if they preserve differences and divisions against the Holy Name? Think again, my brothers and sisters, and understand the difference between this polytheist thing that Greco-Romanism created called a Christ, and what is, my brothers and sisters, and what the Most High knows that anciently was called. One granted the title of honor, the courtesy, one comes like the rising sun to suddenly cast down all darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure, and expose all those who would hide the truth from you. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Check out the website of mine and find out how you can be a constituent after ministry that truly works toward the healing, the raising, and conscience of our people. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, his honor, and his praise always, thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah!